Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte. Before we begin, I want you to take a moment to make yourself comfortable. Just relax there as much as you can. And if you'd like to, you can go ahead and close your eyes. Take a few nice, calming breaths and let those muscles relax as you exhale. That's right, very good. You don't need to do anything special as you listen or make any attempts to go into trance. You can move if you want to, or need to. That's okay. Because all I want you to do is follow along in your mind. And when you do relax completely now, and begin to feel yourself sliding down into trance, you can just enjoy the feeling with no worries or cares. Just a simple, easy ride, sweetness. Nothing more or less than that. Now, as you relax there and listen to my voice, breathing nice and steadily, getting really comfortable, I want you to imagine lying on a warm sandy beach. Above you, the sun is shining, and you can feel only the lightest breeze against your skin. A wonderful sensation. As you settle down more comfortably still, almost seeming to sink into the warm sand. In the background, you can hear the gentle sounds of the waves lapping at the shore in a steady rhythm. So very soothing, so relaxing, mingled with the occasional call of a nearby bird. You let out a deep sigh of contentment and allow your fingers to curl gently into the warm, gritty sand, marveling at how pleasant it feels, how welcoming. You can feel your body becoming loose and pliable in the sun. Heavy and warm and sleepy. As you breathe in the comforting scent of salt spray and dune grasses. Too sleepy and warm to bother moving at all. Too comfortable and sun-drunk to be surprised when the gentle waves of the ocean begin to lap up against your toes, fluttering over your skin in soft, rhythmic motions. Somehow, you know that this is all right, that nothing bad can happen to you. You feel it in the bone-deep contentment of your body, in the languid motions of the water, in the absolute certainty that this is a good thing. And so you don't feel any need to move, as the caressing waves slip higher up to your ankles, bathing you in warm salt water and then retreating again. It feels almost loving, that gentle lapping of the waves against your heated skin, rolling forward to your knees and stroking back down your calves, gentle and easy and safe. With the sun beating down and the waves licking up your thighs and the bright looping swirls dancing behind your sun-drenched eyelids, you feel nothing but contentment, nothing but peace and pleasure, as you lie there loose and relaxed, allowing the sea to taste your skin, listening to the rush of water as it slides up higher now, warm and perfect over your hips, before falling back again. And you wonder for a moment what will happen when the water reaches your head. But you know, by some special instinct or some strange magic, that you will be fine, that the ocean means you no harm. Strange that you should imagine the ocean to have intent, but it feels right. It feels true. And as the next gently caressing wave washes up over your stomach, sliding salty fingers along your chest, you feel your body begin to lift up on the current. A wonderful, weightless feeling that lasts only a moment before you are gently placed back on the sand. You could almost sleep here, you think. Just slip into peaceful unconsciousness, with the warm water slipping over you like a blanket. You could just drift away and let the sounds and smells and the soothing, stroking caress of the ocean carry you off into oblivious sleep. It would be so easy, so good. And the water swells up again, up to your shoulders now. And you feel those tight muscles relax into the flow. Feel the water lift your body once again, before gently retreating. You take a deep breath. Wait for the encroaching tide. Feel it slipping up your body, your hips, your chest, your shoulders. And as the water laps up against the back of your head, that weightless, lifting feeling returns, but stronger now. More focused. You feel your body lifted completely free of the sand and held gently, carefully afloat. Around you, the sea swirls in, and you allow the water to hold you there, to gently pull you out with it when it retreats from the land. So comfortable, so relaxed and peaceful, you float, weightless and content, stretching your fingers out a little to trip through the water, to feel the wet warmth all around you. This is good. It's nice just lying here, floating on the waves. And you dip your hands deeper, feeling soft tendrils of seaweed twine around your fingertips, catching there and wrapping around your hand. You lazily lift the hand from the water and open your eyes to blue sky and glorious sunshine and not seaweed. Curiously, you examine your hand. The soft curls of some vine-like thing twisting between your fingers. It's warm, supple, less like a plant, you think, and more like skin? What is it? You can't even guess, but if it is a living creature, it obviously means you no harm. There's something friendly, curious, even affectionate, about the way the vine-like thing curls itself around your wrist, as though it were exploring you, as though you were the strange creature in this equation. And as you consider that, you become aware of a gentle tickling sensation flickering over other parts of your body. Your ankle, the back of your knee, your shoulder. You barely have time to register each touch when, without warning, you feel pressure on your wrists and ankles, like firm, strong hands wrapping around them. And you have a moment of blind panic as the vines pull each limb taut, spreading your body in a star shape. You thrash and cry out. You could drown here or be ripped apart. What's going on? And you splutter as water rushes into your mouth, panic beating hard in your chest. The slender vine that wraps around your throat is gentle, almost apologetic, as it lifts your head back above the waterline. You feel the questing tip of it, stroking. There's really no other word for it. Gently, over your cheek. And you try to will yourself to relax, to slow your heart. It's not easy, spread out and held fast this way, with an unknown creature gripping your body. But the slow stroking of your face is oddly soothing. So close to your nose, you can smell a strange sweetness emanating from the tendrils as it presses softly against your lips, leaving a slight, sticky wetness behind. Your eyes close as you breathe in the scent, your mind going fuzzy. You feel good. You feel warm and happy and good. And somewhere in the back of your mind, you can grasp the fact that this creepy sea creature is drugging you. But the slow, lazy stroking makes it hard to think. Hard to care. The pressure at your lips isn't even surprising through the hazy fog of your thoughts. You simply open your mouth, letting the warm, supple tentacle slide inside, letting it rub and twist against your tongue, filling your mouth with the musky sweet taste. It feels so good, so incredibly, strangely, weirdly good. And you don't have the presence of mind to do anything but follow your blissed out instincts now, as you gently suck on the sticky sweet tip of the tentacle, feeling it swell against your tongue, filling out to stretch your mouth wide. The buzzing in your head intensifies and seems to seep down the back of your neck, down your spine, and spread out. A muted tingling that settles deep in your chest before dipping lower. If you were in your right mind, you'd be horrified right now, feeling yourself getting turned on, feeling your cock swell in the confines of your clothing. But you aren't in your right mind, and you're helpless to do anything but feel it. The sensation of warm, solid tentacles snaking up your legs doesn't even come as a shock. You simply register the feeling as your thighs are held and pulled apart, your cock throbbing furiously against wet fabric, and then the relief of feeling your clothing pulled away. The warm water swirling in against your skin, and a thin, curling coil twisting around the base of your cock. The pressure is just a tease, a slight undulation, as the tentacle twists and coils its way up the length of your shaft. Solid and warm, and so fucking good. You can't help the choked moan that escapes from somewhere deep inside you, pushing out against the sweet flesh in your mouth. It's not enough, nowhere near enough, and you make a desperate attempt to thrust into the warm coil. Bad move. The sweet taste in your mouth intensifies, and you lapse back into a muted fog of arousal. Limp and pliant, as thicker tentacles slide over your hips and chest, wrapping around to hold your body firmly in place. If you could try, you'd find that no movement is possible. But trying seems like far too much work, and the coil around your cock presses in a little harder, a little tighter, sliding up and over the head, and then back down again, in a torturously slow stroke. It occurs to you now, through the haze of lust fogging your mind, that this creature whatever it is, must want to get you off, since it's clearly intent on getting intimate with you. And you've just made up your mind to attempt to worry about that when you feel a thin, supple vine sliding down the crease of your ass. Heat races through your body as you feel a gentle pressure against the tight ring of muscle there, and a sob, half of need and half of shame, is ripped from your throat. You can't prevent it. This creature is going to fuck you, and you can't do anything to stop it. You can't tell at this point if you even want it to stop. You feel a slight burn as the thin point of the tentacle enters your body, pushing softly but firmly against the resistance of your muscle. And then, no pain at all. Just a solid heat and a spike of urgent desire that leaves you breathless and shaking. The curling twist around your cock, the sweet taste on your tongue, and the firm pressure in your ass have you panting and groaning. Your arousal so thick and heavy that it wipes out all rational thought. All you can think is more. More. You need more. You want to come so badly, so desperately, but held immobile as you are, all you can do is accept what you're given. A new sensation now. A flickering rub against your nipples that distracts you briefly from the stretch in your ass as the tentacle there swells out, stretching you wider. The softly pointed tip rubbing firmly against your prostate, sending jolts of white-hot pleasure up your spine. You know you would be mindlessly pushing back against it, desperately humping against that deliberate pressure, if only you could move. You're close though. You know it. You can taste the edges of the impending orgasm. Feel it flickering at the corners of your vision, the tight, hot pressure building and sharpening to a devastating point within you. Stretched thin and sharp along your muscles. The relentless undulating throb of solid warm flesh pushing into your ass, wrapping around you, twisting and rubbing and curling up and down your cock, twining around your tight balls, stroking your tongue, overloading you with pleasure so intense it's almost pain, with desperate, aching need, closer. Almost there, your muscles tense, your mind buzzing with static and the critical urgency of your need. And as the pressure builds to an infinite point, the coils and twists of tentacles throbbing and thickening in and around your body, your orgasm hits like a solid punch to the chest. You choke out a broken, wet sound as the pleasure sends shockwaves through your system, clamping down hard and then loosening. Loosening as the sticky white fluid pulses out into the water, and you feel your whole body go limp and relax. As you lie there, loose and sated, you feel the tentacles withdraw from your body with gently soothing strokes and caresses, holding you safe and warm in the water as the drug begins to fade from your system. You slowly become aware of yourself again, of the warm water around you, of the sounds of birds and waves, and the weightless feeling of floating there in the ocean. You lift your head a little and see that the shore is much closer than you'd assumed. And as you right yourself in the water, you feel the sandy ground beneath your toes. A few strokes forward and you're standing upright, making your way to the dry shore, the sleepy feeling washing away with the waves. By the time you reach the beach, all traces of that fuzzy floating feeling are gone, and you feel refreshed and aware, completely back to normal. As you turn to look out to sea, you're almost sure you see a movement. It looks almost like the vine of a tree, waving to you slowly. And you can't help the smile that breaks out across your face. Perhaps you'll be ready to revisit the sea soon. Time will tell.